I was younger, I spent a lot of my time wandering around the deserts. As a kid, I lived in New Mexico, and you would usually find me out in the sand draws somewhere. Then as I got older, I went to work for a company that I spent quite a bit of time out in the desert. And one day, I was out by myself and I came over a ridge. Bluest skies you've ever seen, few whispery clouds, and there was an old mine shaft with an old shack. It had been abandoned many years ago. But I sat there for a moment, wondering, thinking about those that had been there, those that had looked for their riches in the ground. It was obvious that they weren't successful. The mine was abandoned, the buildings were there. How many times do we look for our riches in the wrong place? How many times do we keep our eyes on the wrong things?
Desert days. Walking in the desert, thinking of the Israelites. Thinking of your awesome power, Lord, of your might. Thinking of you guiding their journey with a cloud. Father, the thought makes me praise you out loud. You guided their footsteps through the desert terrain. You listened to their grumbling. You saw their pain. You were patient, Father, whenever they complained. You gave the words to Moses, your reasons to explain. In my desert days, I know that I can take your promises, Lord, for you will not forsake. You're just a whispered prayer away, no matter the time, no matter the day. You show me your will. You guide my feet. You, dearest Lord, make my journey complete. I thank you, Jesus, for these desert days, teaching me patiently in all ways to praise. I praise you in the darkness and I praise you in the night. I praise you in the morning as I'm covered in your light. I praise you in the winter and I'll praise you in the spring. My almighty Holy Father, who created everything, teach me not to grumble, to whine, or to complain. Teach me to overcome every earthly woe and pain, so that even in the desert, with not a soul in sight, I will trust in only you, and I will see your light.
My lovely wife didn't bother to tell you that that poem was written during one of our desert times. God took us out of our comfort zone in Colorado and put us in a little trailer. And for 5 years, we lived in that little trailer, just the two of us, studying, listening, and talking to him. We went through frozen times, warm times. He taught us to trust. Trust. Trust.